my bags and umbrella in hand, I set off for the station on one of the back streets that seemed to have escaped flooding, but after a block or so found myself face to face with the massive inundation. Clearly, the only solution was to take off my shoes and socks, roll up my trousers, and wade to the station. Some way to get to China, I thought, as I picked a path through the muddy water. The trip was a present from Mr. Daisaku Ikeda, president of the Soka Gakkai International, and from the Soka Gakkai, for whom I have been doing translation work for the past 10 years. I was going in company with Mr. Hiromu Yamaguchi of the International Office of the Soka Gakkai Headquarters, an old friend of mine.